The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, a subsidiary of American Water. American Water serves more than 14 million people across the country through regulated operations in 14 states and 18 military installations. Learn more at amwater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Let's talk about okra, another vegetable that I really love, that some people just really hate that mucilaginousness, and other people love it. I tend to probably like that texture more than many other people, but there are ways you can get around and minimize that if you want to. If you're making some kinds of okra stews, they really need that development of that silky thickener, and it makes it much better. It's one of the key ingredients in gumbo, of course, because it gives that luxurious sort of mouthfeel. I have a jar of spicy pickled okra in my refrigerator starting from about this time of year all the way until the fresh batch of okra is no longer being made. I like to eat it just on its own like a pickle, or I use it as a topper sometimes in a Bloody Mary or something like that where you would need a little garnish.
So you can get okra at the farmer's market and you can pickle it yourself.
You can, or you can buy the pre-pickled okra if that's too much work. You can make a quick pickle at home. You take some vinegar, some water, salt, a little bit of sugar, and if you want it to be spicy, maybe a hot chili pepper. Bring that to a boil on the stove, and you can pour that over the okra and then keep that in the fridge for about a week. If you want shelf-stable preparation, check with the homemakers associations or your extension about approved recipes for that. I like to slice my okra into rounds and then lightly flour it with either cornstarch or flour. So that gives you the option, the gluten, or if you don't want the gluten, a little bit of salt. There's lots of other blends. You can even buy spice blends at the farmer's market if you didn't know. Top those into the okra, put them into the oven at like 375 or 400 degrees, stir them halfway through probably about 15 minute cook time, and then add another 5 minutes once you stir them, or put them in the air fryer. It comes out crispy, really delicious. They shrink up. You always start with more okra than you think you're going to need, and it's a great side for this time of year.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about okra at the farmer's market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. Is there any way to eat it without cooking it?
There are some preparations, but it's usually not a great way to start for beginners. Just go with the old classics. Make a gumbo, make fried okra, make pickled okra, stick to those and you won't be disappointed.